The Israeli Prime Minister says the Iran nuclear agreement should either be amended or cancelled. Benjamin Netanyahu described the landmark nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5+1 group of countries as a bad agreement. Netanyahu accused the Islamic Republic of operating, quote, a terror machine around the world. The Israeli Premier also expressed concern over what he described as Iran's quest for nuclear weapons. The remarks followed the U.S. administration's new calls for the nullification of the internationally recognized nuclear agreement. Washington accuses Tehran of violating the deal. This, as the IAEA has, on multiple occasions, verified Iran's full adherence to the pact ever since it came into effect in January 2016. Joining us via Skype from San Francisco is Mike Gravol. He's a former U.S. senator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Senator Gravol. Now, first of all, we've heard Netanyahu speak of this JCPOA in the past as well, where he has vehemently opposed it. However, this time we have a U.S. president who is very much in support of the views being expressed by Netanyahu.
Well, it should be no surprise. Netanyahu controls the Congress via AIPAC. The Jewish community is overwhelmingly powerful in our foreign policy. And of course, Israel wants to do away with Iran. Iran has responded in like rhetoric to Israel's charges. But Iran never sought to get a nuclear device. Iran does have the capability with its missiles to attack or to respond to an attack from Israel. But Israel won't attack Iran alone. They're trying to incite the United States into doing it. I doubt that that will be the case, but it is a threat, and it's uncomfortable when you see the likes of Netanyahu, who is corrupt, a liar, and misuses American power.
Right, so Mr. Gravol, now that you have Netanyahu on one side calling for the nullification of the JCPOA and also a Trump on the other side looking for ways to prove that Iran is in violation of the deal, despite the IAEA confirming time and again that Iran is adhering to its commitments, how are we going to see things develop in the long run, specifically considering that the U.S. stands accused of violating at least the spirit of the deal, if not the deal directly?
Well, first off, for the long run, as long as Iran adheres to the dictates of the agreement, I don't think that there's a threat because they have the Europeans, the Chinese, the Russians on their side. And so any action by the U.S. in negating the agreement will go nowhere. It would be an embarrassment to the United States. So in the long run, I don't see any difficulty. I think it's a question of being patient and recognizing that Netanyahu is irresponsible, loose cannon on the world stage. We like to think it's North Korea, but with respect to the Middle East, it's Netanyahu and Israel.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's former U.S. Senator Mike Gravol joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Senator Gravol, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.